Hello, my name is Chloe, and I am going to be talking about missing person cases. I honestly fear that if we don't talk about people that are missing, they will often get forgotten, and I really just want to keep their names out there and keep their stories talked about. So I plan on doing 3 cases per state, starting with the right side and moving my way to the left. So stay tuned and catch up if you haven't heard them so far. I think we've done 2 states, but right now we are working on Massachusetts. And our first case in Massachusetts. Oh my gosh, I just butchered that. Okay, moving on. Okay, our next case is about Neo Babson Maximus. So he has been missing since October 13th of 2007 from Dartmouth, Massachusetts. He is endangered missing. His date of birth was 4/26 of 85. He would have been 34 right now. His age was 22 when he went missing. He is height and weight 5'11 to 6 foot. And in between 175 pounds to 190 pounds. At the time he went missing, he had on black sweatpants with a red stripe down the leg and a long sleeve white tee with the words 2007 US Open on the front and some sneakers. His conditions, Maximus suffers from bipolar disorder, which we will get into later. And at the time of his disappearance, he wasn't taking the medication he needed to control his condition. And he was reported confused and paranoid and may have been a manic episode at the time of his disappearance. And he may be in danger of himself as a result of his illness. His distinguishing characters: Caucasian male, he had light brown hair, brown eyes. He legally changed his name the month before his disappearance. His birth name was Charles Malcolm Allen Jr., and everyone knew and still referred to him by that name. His nickname is Charlie. He wears eyeglasses and wore his haircut very short. It looks like it was almost shaved. I'm going to put a picture of him without a hat on. He did wear a hat a lot, though, but I'm going to put a picture with the short hair in the picture. Okay, so the details of his disappearance. He was last seen at 3 a.m. on October 13th, 2007, in vicinity of College Lane in Dartmouth, Massachusetts. He reportedly tried to break into a house at the time, and the homeowner confronted him, and Maximus said that he was looking for his college friends. He apologized to the owner, and then he ran away into the woods near the home, and he has never been heard or seen again. Maximus was a senior psychology major at University of Massachusetts on campus at the time of his disappearance, and he had an apartment in New Bedford. After his disappearance, his blue 1999 Ford Expedition with Maryland license plates was found abandoned on the university campus. His backpack full of school supplies was located on Slocum Road, and his shoes were found off Chase Road near a wooded area. His keys, cell phone, and charger are still missing. So basically they're saying all of his car was found in one place, his shoes were found in another place, and his backpack was found one more place. Like, his stuff was just scattered everywhere near this campus. The last time that Maximus spoke to his family members, he sounded paranoid, they said, and he talked about moving to Florida or Texas, somewhere down south, and he had viewed the University of Texas website just before he disappeared. But authorities could find no evidence that he traveled down south, and he may have been seen approaching a truck driver on Route 6 in Dartmouth shortly after he was told to be disappeared, and it is theorized that he hitched a ride and left the town. Authorities do not suspect foul play in Maximus' case, but they do believe his bipolar disorder may have contributed to his disappearance, and he is an intelligent man who enjoys playing online games and is obsessed with tennis. It was one of his favorite sports, played it a lot, and he hoped to someday become a professional tennis player. Since his disappearance, he has not used any of his credit cards, his cell phone, or touched his bank account, and the case still to this day remains unsolved. The investigating agency, their phone number is 508-910-1775, and that wraps up our first case of Massachusetts. So, Neo Babson Maximus was that case, and it's kind of crazy to me that his belongings were all found in different places. Like, he just kind of scattered them out and then disappeared. But, yeah, if you want to leave a comment, like a review on my podcast, then please do so. I would love to read one. And then just let me know if you like it. And if you don't like it, please just let me be. All right, I will see you all for case 2 of Massachusetts. Thanks for listening.